I joined Grey Court staff in 1968, and I was there almost 20 years as the workshop technician. Now, when I first went there and I took the job on through the council, was I was shared with the other school, Gainsborough, which was in Kew, and half a week Grey Court, half a week at Gainsborough. Then after, I suppose, say 4 years, Gainsborough shut down. Then I came to Grey Court full time, and I was full time at Grey Court round about 15, 16 years. I think Grey Court opened round about 1953, 52, yeah. This is not hearsay or what I believe, but a little bit of proof of it is that the headmaster when I went there was a Mr. Thomas, and he was a Welshman, Welsh, and very, very true and true English gentleman. And I think, I don't know whether he was an ordained priest or whether he was a lay priest, but he was very religious, you know, and that. And I think a little bit of interest for you. Well, I've got it here. But my son went to Grey Court. Of course, the intake, on the payroll at Grey Court when I went there, was round about the 350, 400 mark, $400. And as I say, this is my son's, and as I was talking about the headmaster, but I think it was the headmaster's decision that every child that left Grey Court, and that would have been about 50, they all was issued with a Bible. I was there, say, 2 years, and Mr. Thomas retired. And then we had another ordained priest came, a Mr. Chantner, but he was one of the more modern schoolmasters, you know, and that's when Grey Court began to expand. I mean, when Mr. Thomas was there, the catchment area was only, as I said, round about the 400 mark, you know, and catchment area for Ham and Petersham only. But when Mr. Chantner came, it expanded, and he took in pupils from anywhere, and because we grew and grew and grew.